their suitability for ministry, and other men's sins follow after. But time and truth generally cause those sins to show up. Now, what do we learn when this happens? What do we learn from the tragedy of Ted Haggard? Let me give you some things we learn. And this would be true of many others who have fallen, high profile, sort of media, charismatic, and I mean that in the fact that they have charismatic theology. His is a charismatic church. What do we learn? Number one, that false spiritual standards cannot restrain the flesh. False spiritual standards cannot restrain the flesh. There are some things that are foundational. You have to get the gospel right to be a Christian, right? A false gospel, a perverted gospel, cannot save. Nor can a perverted view or a false view of sanctification purify. You can't be saved by a substandard gospel, and you can't be sanctified by a substandard paradigm for sanctification. And in that world of charismania, where there are associations with people that you see on the media, like Benny Hinn and others of those popular charismatic media personalities, there is a paradigm for sanctification that is an utterly unbiblical one. And it is the idea that spirituality is the product of emotion. Spirituality is the product of emotion. Spiritual development is the result of miracles and wonders and signs and experiences and things like supposedly speaking in tongues and having God put impulses in your mind and having the Holy Spirit speak to you. Charismatic theology is built on signs and wonders and emotions and feelings and whipping people into some kind of a frenzy in what is wrongly called worship. That kind of thing feeds emotion by bypassing the mind, and then the emotions are connected only to the flesh. And they really become fleshly emotions rather than sanctified emotions that respond to the truth in the mind. Nothing wrong with emotions. God gave us emotions. Nothing wrong with singing with all your heart as you did this morning from the understanding of what it was that you were seeing before your eyes. You were